有人认为爱是性，是婚姻，是清晨六点钟的吻，是一对孩子，也许真的是这样的，莱斯特小姐。但你知道我是怎么想的吗？我觉得爱是想触碰又收回了手。我是李昂，欢迎收听李昂夜读。这个夜晚我陪在你身边。Dear Miss Lester, I hope a few lines will not annoy or embarrass you. I'm writing, Miss Lester, because I'd like you to know that I am not a common thief. I stole your bag, I want you to know, because I fell in love with you the moment I saw you on the bus. I could think of no way to become acquainted with you except by acting rashly,foolishly, to be accurate. But then, one is a fool when one is in love. I love the way your lips were so slightly parted. You represented the answer to everything to me. I haven't been unhappy since I came to New York 4 years ago.But neither have I been happy. Rather, I can best describe myself as having been one of the thousands of young men in New York who simply exist. Loving you is the important thing, Miss Lester. There are some people who think love is sex and marriage and 6 o'clock kisses and children. And perhaps it is, Miss Lester.But do you know what I think? I think love is a touch, and yet not a touch. I suppose it's important to a woman that other people think of her as the wife of a man who is either rich, handsome, witty, or popular. I'm not even popular. I'm not even hated. I'm just Justin Hogenschlag. I never make people gay, sad, angry, or even disgusted. I think people regard me as a nice guy. That's all. When I was a child, no one pointed me out as being cute, or bright, or good-looking. If they had to say something,They said I had sturdy little legs. I don't expect an answer to this letter, Miss Lester. I would like an answer more than anything else in this world, but truthfully, I don't expect one. I merely wanted you to know the truth. If my love for you has only led me to a new and great sorrow,Only I am to blame. Perhaps one day you will understand and forgive your blundering admirer, Justin Hogenschlag. Through the 公车的玻璃窗，突然看见你。我想用力拍打窗户来引起你的注意，想从车上跳下来，想奔跑，想大喊大叫，想把整个阻隔在你我之间的世界撕裂。呼吸急促，手指颤抖，在激烈的想象中把自己感动得快哭了。而事实总是，我一动不动地坐着，安静地看你远去。 你有没有经历过这样的时刻？想迈出步子，却还是错回了脚，没有焦急，只有可惜。把你的故事说给我听吧。感谢收听李阳夜读，即使获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音，学好英语，请关注微信公众号梁声英语。早点休息，晚安。